Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy, heard on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, internationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. By logging on to Blog Talk Radio, you get to discover what the world has to say. And, you know, there is that continuous gold link that brings us all together. No matter what you're going on in your life right now, no matter what's going on, know that you're not alone. And on Tuesday, the 17th, we had interruptions in life. How many times have your plans been interrupted? I'm thinking of 9/11, Malaysia, the plane that is still missing. How did you handle it? And then on Wednesday, freedom from regret. If you were to change anything in your whole life today, what would it be? The call-in number, the guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And you do know that if you call in, you get the free gift. My ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Not next year, right now. You're going to learn how to work with your body naturally, the body rhythms and the brain rhythms. They talk to each other all day long. My secrets, techniques, and methods are all natural, easy to learn, and once you've learned them, they're yours for life. And no costly equipment to buy, because I'm giving you all of my secrets in the book. Yes, I know. There are a gazillion books out there. Pick and choose. If you want to reinvent the wheel, be my guest. But I've spent 7 decades in research and development to help you understand that by your choices, you could be living a quality of life that eludes so many. And you know, it has a lot to do with your career, the job that you're in. I don't care if you're retired. Refire. Don't retire that passion in life. So the career change, the topic today is a broad. It's a wide spectrum, a consortium of so many aspects of our life. And you know what? People don't like change. But it's constant. And this is when you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. When are you going to do that? I shifted my strategies when I was 25 years old. You see, women were frowned on being in the work world. And I went to a PTA meeting one day, and I went really dressed with my hat and everything, and I thought they were going to hold the cross in front of me. And I sat there, and I thought, well, this doesn't resonate with me, so let's see, what else can I do? I had 3 precocious children, and yeah, I wanted to be home with them, see them off to school and be there when they come home. So I'm the pioneer in discover the authentic you, the potential of who you are when you create your own home-based business. And I did. And I was in fashion. It was Hats by Kathy that developed into a statewide, very, very successful fashion agency. So I had to shift my strategies. I thought, okay, now once they're in school, now instead of, I knew I wouldn't be going to PTA meetings, and instead of bake sales, I was at home creating fashions and taking all kinds of awards. So get your pen and pad out, get your mirror, take a look in the mirror. How do you look? How do you feel? Do you know that the quality of your life shows on your face, your skin, the clearness of your eyes, the twinkle in your eyes, your voice? Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your identity, your branding, your signature. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Now sit back for a little bit. Come on, take a deep breath. Oh, well, I say good day, bonjour, hola. Kako si. That in Croatian is how are ya? And think about when you woke up this morning, did you remember that your life was a blank canvas and that you were the artist and that you get to design everything? Your choice. Yeah, I could just hear your belly aching now. Well, what does she know? I had to go to work today and I have to put up. Are you hearing? I had to. Why? Now, come on, be realistic. If you have a 9-to-5 job, obviously, it's for a reason. Do you need the money? Okay. I learned early on in my career in fashion that the only one that you keep happy is the person that signs your paycheck. So even if you're grumbling about the fact that you had to go to work today, and I simply don't understand the circumstances. Oh, yes, I do. Because if you're in them, you're part of the creation. It's what you're bringing to the workplace. You're not congruent with you. You were willing to take the paycheck, weren't you? Then how about, what percentage of 1 to 10? No, 1 to 100. What percentage of you are you giving to the person that signed your paycheck? Because you see, you agreed to make them look better. No one told you to. It ultimately was your choice. And many times, if life is not unfolding beautifully on the inside and the outside, it's because you're not together. You're not the inside and the outside don't resonate with each other. Listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in 347-637-3789. And when you do, you get the book free. Yeah, when you listen, log on my web, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, and click on video and then click on books. And I think it's secret number 4, the elixir of youth. Exercise. Oh, I see. You think that this is a dress rehearsal. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Share with me. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear what you have to say. And then, of course, log on to the website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com or simply ageless.net. Now, before I get into the topic today, let me bring you some tweeting from Chicagoland. By the way, Sneed in the Sun-Times, I love her column. She and I are on the same page. We see nothing wrong with Trump stamping his last name in capital letters on the side of his Trump Tower building. The Chicago Sun-Times has theirs on their building. Hey, Trumpy, you're fine. You have the blessings of Sneed and Kathy Watson. Now, you know that I'm pro-choice. In everything and anything, I'm pro-choice. Because the choice that I make either comes back to embrace me or to bite me in the butt. Yes, I was raised a Roman Catholic. Yes, I studied most of all the religions. Yes, I'm ecumenical. And you know what? I'm not even going to tell atheists not to be atheists. I'm not going to take that away from them. That may be all they have. And you know what? I don't care. And they do believe in something, nothing. But this is where I step in. I don't care that you don't believe in anything, but don't you dare attempt to take prayer out of the school. Now, did all of you ever think about that, prayer out of the school? Okay, your kid is going to school. Now, he doesn't have to participate in the prayer. He doesn't have to recite the Our Father. He doesn't have to do anything. He could just humbly sit there with his hands interlocked, and wait until it's over with. And I'm sure you're asking him, how their day went at school. And you know what? I take 4 newspapers a day, and one is the New York Times. Our world is filled with rage. And the eastern countries are lashing out at women. But before I go into that, Sneed's column, Dad and Daddy Are Getting Married. David and Lee, with their children, Michael and Brandon. I don't know what the big issue is. When I toured at the age of 12, Danny and Denise, he was gay. I didn't even know what gay was. And he had to tell me that's when two men really like each other and want to spend the rest of their lives with each other, and two women like each other. I thought that was cool. Would you mind telling me what business it is of yours and mine to sit in on judgment with a couple that took this little brother and sister to their heart and are raising them with exemplary morals? Now, this little gal, Brother Michael, it's going to happen. Dad and Daddy are finally getting married. And their 11-year-old daughter, Brayden, whose fourth grade essay on same-sex marriage was included in the legal briefs filed with the U.S. Supreme Court last year. She's getting her wish. What business is it of the government? You know, stay out of it. It's none of your business. Now, before they were adopted, the brother and sister in 2009, they were shuttled among five foster homes, and they weren't treated well. They were cruelly treated. Now it's legal in Illinois, and they're getting hitched. Oh, this is sweet. I'll envision this. Brandon and Michael will enter the ceremony first, holding hands, and Lee and I are going to follow behind them, and then we're going to have, and then we're having a sing-along, a Hawaiian luau. We want this to be fun, full of love. So they invited the government, the governor, and a state representative. Sarah, I can't pronounce her last name, she was adopted too. Pat Quinn couldn't attend, but he called the Newbeckers, to deliver his regrets. He was moved by their daughter Brandon's powerful voice throughout the fight for marriage equality in Illinois, and is thrilled that they get to celebrate together as a family this weekend. I have to read this letter to you. The letter has been used in court filings for gay marriage efforts in a number of states, including Michigan. And this is what Brandon wrote. She's a little girl. My two dads should be able to be married and have the same rights as any married couple. How would you feel if you couldn't marry someone just because the government said you weren't allowed to? If I loved someone and wasn't allowed to marry them, I would really be sad, Brandon wrote. Before I lived with my two dads, my life was horrible. I moved five times until my dad and daddy found me, she wrote. They also promised that they would always love me and keep me safe, and they would treat me equal to my brother. I was four when I met them. Now I'm 10, and they have kept their promises. Oh, they do so much for me. They never hurt me or my brother. I feel so safe. My family has taught me that even if you don't agree with someone, you should still be kind and respectful. The government should be too. Also, my church tells me that you should treat other people the way you want to be treated. Happiness all. I don't get it. I spent much of my life, with gay people in the world of fashion, in the world of theater. What about you? What about you? What is your vision for today? What is your vision? What are your thoughts? Are you judgmental? Sure you are. Can you imagine what it must be like? when you're having all of these convoluted feelings about, oh, I'd rather be with a girl or I'd rather be with a boy. Hey, how about just loving who you are? And express it freely, easily, and be authentic. This is a story about the country music singer-songwriter Shelley Wright. Oh, she was so convoluted. She just didn't know whether or not it would be the best thing to come out as a lesbian. For years, Shelley hid it from the world by trying to live as a heterosexual. Oh, how exhausting. She even dated fellow country star Brad Paisley for a while, but she felt out of integrity. Her life wasn't working, but fear was holding her back from stepping into the truth of who she really was. Terrified of the repercussions from the county community and her fans, country community, county, whatever, she agonized over the decision to come out. Finally, she recognized that not living an authentic life was far more destructive than the fans not liking her. So she came out in May of 2010 and announced to her family, friends, and the world that she was gay. A reporter asked what it was like to come out of the closet after she had tried to live a heterosexual life all these years. And she replied, "Hey, I don't feel like I'm coming out. I feel like I'm coming together." And she married the love of her life, Lorne Blitzer, in 2011. In May 2013, they added to their family when Wright delivered identical twin boys. Life unfolds beautifully when our life on the outside is compatible with who we are on the inside. What a beautiful story. What about you? How do you feel about the choices that you make? Man has the ability to choose what he will do with his life and is unified with the law which automatically produces his choices. My lawyer in Chicago was gay. Richard, who taught me facial and tongue stretch exercises in the world of modern dance, was gay. Many of the people that I associated with in my childhood when I toured, many of them were gay. It didn't matter. So why does it matter to the government? Yes, I do what you want. I'm pro-choice. You deserve all the benefits that the heterosexuals are getting. Much to do about nothing, Shakespeare. Now, that's Dad and Daddy. Now, I have to tell you, I really thought, this is naivety, I thought that our world would be coming together globally. It's not. the Prime Minister of Morocco told his parliament, I hope you're sitting down, told his parliament this week that women would be better off at home than in the workplace. Boy, if this didn't set off alarm in a country that has been seen to slow, that has seen slow but steady gains in human rights. You've heard this saying, oh, women belong barefoot at home in the kitchen and the bedroom. Now, he also said, this is the Prime Minister of Morocco, and I'm quoting from the New York Times, today there is a problem with women's role in modern society. He was asked about his position on women's rights. Women don't even have time to get married, to be mothers, or to educate their children. Why don't we embrace the sacred status that God gave to women? Boy, I only thought he was a little, he's not the brightest bulb in the lamp. How about men? Look, I'm not a feminist. I want no part of whatever they think their power is. But you men, hey, you wouldn't be there without moms. Yeah, your father planted the seed. Yeah, we know all about that. But who was your strength? Who was your Gibraltar? Who was there when you were frightened? Who was there when you needed to succeed? You were afraid. We women collectively could run the world. And have party time, too. The reaction on social networks and in the Moroccan news media was swift and heated. Columnists said the prime minister should solve the country's economic problems and not offend women. And political rivals said his comments revealed the true agenda of his conservative Islamist party, the Justice and Development Party. And they went on to say that this is a threat, an insult to all Moroccan women and all the fights waged for many years. A member of, I can't pronounce their names, I'm quoting a member of the parliament with the opposition, authenticity and modernity party, said in a phone interview on Wednesday, we are all aware of the dangers posed to women's rights, and we must mobilize against them. Hallelujah. Some observers pointed out that with municipal elections coming up, the prime minister, popular for his plain speech in a local dialect, could have been playing politics, trying to appeal to the conservative voters who dominate in Morocco. The Justice and Development Party, after all, has more female members of parliament than any other party. You think you're going to get my vote when you tell me that I'm too dumb? Someone is defending family values, complementary roles instead of equality, is in line with what the vast majority of Moroccans think, said Youssef, a political science researcher at the University of California in Berkeley. It can also be argued that he is using language that feminists use internationally, which is that taking care of a household should be considered working family. Excuse me? Should be considered? And valued? Oh, you men, until you have walked in our shoes, you are clueless. Clueless. And even when you become empty nesters and you have decided to hold hands and dance away the night into the winter of your life, who do you think is the caretaker? The woman. Who puts out all the vitamins? The woman. Who tells you how you need to dress? The woman. 7 decades later, I thought there would be more of a connection, more of solidarity. There isn't. Is it in Saudi Arabia that they're not even allowed to drive? What does ideology have to do with politics? In 2004, their whatever election they had going on gave women more rights in relation to marriage and divorce. Women make up only 26% of the workforce. They are living in the dark ages. They are living in the dark ages. I was just mortified when I heard that. However, I do have to remind you, remember I told you I went to Hawaii in the 80s, and one of the king's queens was there with her child. I don't know how many queen wives he had, and she was darling. And they had their American chaperone. At 5 o'clock, their day ended. They had to go to their hotel room, and that's where they stayed. They were not allowed to come out for any reason. They had to stay inside. My goodness. I'm reading about... Well, I'm going to do a show on that. Looks aren't everything. And it, what's going on in America today? What's going on in our society today? What? You're listening to Live with Kathy, the exciting, exciting show on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to be part of the consortium, call me at 847-882-8717, and I shall be delighted to share with you the information on how you could get on board the introductory offer. I'm swallowing air. And how affordable it is. But it's a process. It's a learning curve for you. Didn't I tell you that your voice defines who you are? What you are and where y'all going? You're then invited to be a co-host with me. I work with you on your commercial that's heard 4 times a week, 40 times in the 10 weeks, and then you're invited to co-host with me, and you get to hear you on radio that's going to go worldwide. And now you tell me, you answer one question, was I so dynamic? Was I effective? Was I entertaining? Was I authentic? Would you run to buy your product, your service? Would you be compelled to learn more about it? Interesting. Call me at 847-882-8717. Imagine holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you to the world. Be part of the consortium. Become in partnership with me. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers Sister Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Oh, it is my mission. I am going to educate you. I'm going to ask you to think out of the box. I'm going to ask you to take all of the notions, the ideas that you had about iron workers, and flush them down the toilet. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Creative construction and classics are worlds apart, but similarities abound. Look at any of the buildings. How do you think they got there? I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics reveal not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that if you choose to become an iron worker, you're offered a full spectrum in career development? You get to pick and choose. As an apprentice, you have to qualify. You earn while you learn, and it is college-affiliated. Log on ironworkers.org. That's ironworkers.org. Yep, I was up at the crack of dawn this morning. I like to spend time just planning my day and rejoicing in the now. Then I went to work out, came back, gathered my thoughts and notes, and logged on. The Hoffman Estates Park District, any of your park districts, call them, but log on heparks.org. Learn about the 50-plus consortium directed by Rika Cuff. Oh, the activities are endless. And honey, if you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. Doesn't have to be that way. Check out your park districts, senior centers, and libraries. Now, I'll tell you why I'm doing some pauses in between what I'm saying. I've been told that I talk too fast. So I am shifting my strategies to accommodate all of you. I'm going to talk slower, and I'm going to pause to give you a chance to write down or to let it sink into your brain what I just said. Because if I'm constantly talking, you ain't going to get nothing, honey. And then let me introduce you to Greg McIntyre, our CPA. You can email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. If you have a little issue with your IRS or whatever. And hey, the public service announcement, the IRS will not call you. Do not fall for any of those cons or those scams. They're pros at what they do. Don't you dare. They knock on your door, call the police. They call you on the telephone. Darling, if you won the lottery, you wouldn't have to pay an administration fee. I have to tell you what I got. Oh, I hope I didn't throw it out. I hope I didn't throw it out because I was stunned. Now, just give me a minute. I'm going through, let's see, that's Mario, I'm hoping that I didn't throw, and this just came the other day. I was, out of curiosity, there it is. I want you to know that I was selected from, they were only selecting 1,000 people in the world. I've been invited to participate in their focus group. And I would get $50,000 a year in compensation, profit sharing, and distribution. And then they gave me the website to go to. And then, oh, Kathy, you will receive an annual profit sharing check up to $50,000 per year. Year one, estimated revenue share check amount $15,000. These estimates can be under or over depending on overall company sales. All you have to do is sign up online or call the number. This invitation will expire soon. And I am going to call again because I have to be sure. And I have to respond by June 27th. So I called. Oh, this study group that you are invited to be part of is comprised of doctors, lawyers, teachers, business owners, and other affluent professionals. And I said, you know, this is really too good to be true. Come on, there's got to be a catch here. What's going on? And then I said, wait a minute. Is there a fee to participate? Well, of course. $59 a month. Let's see. That's over $700 a year to make them look good and to promote their product. Where products or whatever it is. I'm going to call after the show today, and I'll bring you up to date tomorrow morning at 6:30. I'm going to find out what this was really all about because I was so, well, I was in the process of writing an article. And one mustn't ever interrupt your writing to make a phone call that really peed me off. And the letter was misleading. But then I thought, wait a minute. Why? I have to do something to earn that money. What is it? I have to find out. And I did. But there's more to it. There has to be more to it. But I will call. I will let you know tomorrow morning at 6:30. All right. So if you need anything on, listen, the PSA brought to you by contributing authors in the book Choices. Do not, did you hear me? Do not listen to them. Hang up, call the police, call a family member. Above all, do not give out personal information, no social security number, where you live. There's a fraud hotline, thank you, HARP, 800-646-2283. That's 800-646-2283. Now, I want to tell you something. Based on reports, each year we're bilked out of $3 billion a year. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let it be you. No, you don't have to pay an administration fee. No, you don't have to pay a sign-up fee. They should just give you your money. The number is 800-646-2283. Steven Stressler's story, Choices. Oh, it's only 108 pages, and you're going to read about these guys and gals who really made it to the top, who had guts, and they came out of the muddy waters like the lotus blossom. From humble beginnings to success for Viva Labs. Sandy Hutchings living her life in paradise. Chuck Brazelton. Frozen toes and fingertips. And Rhea, who said, you just got to be you. And Lee, oh, spunky, spirited gal. who formed her own home-based business. She quit a $30,000 a year job with corporate America. She just couldn't stand it anymore through Shackley products. Get the book. You could get it through Kathy. Call me. I'll give you a discount, 847-882-8717. It's available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. It shall be my pleasure. You know, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, anger, premature factors in aging, and in many times death and anxiety. We want to beautify and treat the skin inside and out. Log on, RevivaLabs.com. Are you one of these negative Nellies and gaseo geezers, toxic negative thinking? You're not in my life. And this has to do with the immediate family, too. I just don't give them much of my time. Because, you see, my time is my life. I'm giving you an hour of my life by being on the air with you 4 times a week. And, of course, I love what Confucius says. If you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. And I love sharing with you. Won't you share with me? 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Go to the web, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Check on all of the buttons. Now, when you're online and you're on my site, scroll down and you'll see, click on Books, The Elixir of Youth. Choices, My Trip to Africa. And then, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. All of this through Amazon.com, Ex Libris, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And you could get Edith's book there, too, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. And, you know, quitting your corporate job. I didn't tell you to quit. I'm just making a statement. Quitting your corporate job could be the best thing that you've ever done for yourself, especially, you know, today's show, Career Change, especially if you spend your weekdays counting down the minutes until you get to the weekend, especially if you wake up in the morning and say, good God, it's morning. Instead of good morning, God. You know, we're creatures of habits. You're going to have to pay attention to the negative habits that are natural. You think it's supposed to be because it's so natural. No, we have to change. We have to delete that disc in your brain. You ever think of a home-based business? You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Nothing. Let's see, today is the 19th. 2 days and summer solstice. That means it's the longest day of the year, and we start to lose a minute a day. And it's also 7, 8, 9 days from the end of the month. Do you have more month than money? You have trouble paying your bills? Are you a solopreneur? Do you still work for corporate America? Fine. You retired? You know, there is a way. You don't have to be bored. There's a way to fulfill your dreams. You bet. See, we offer, Lee and I offer infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while you're making money. It's her formula. I've been with Lee for over 30-some years. Shackley Products. And Lee made her transition on May 1st. But I still get telecommunications from her. She's a heavenly angel today. What she did, I don't think any man has the guts to do. She quit her corporate job at $30,000 a year in 1983. Jack, her husband, nearly had a conniption fit and said, "Oh, you women aren't smart enough, Missy. You go right back." And she said, "What did you say to me?" Let's see. They traveled the world 18 times. She got 8 new cars. And even today, a check is issued in 4 figures to her consortium. Log on Letitia.myshackley.com and make it a family affair. You know, summertime is coming. Yeah, I know. And now that the World Cup is on soccer, stop and think what you parents are doing. Tell me, I dare you to call me and tell me that you enrolled your kids in a summer program to learn about finance and money. I don't care where you are, where you're located. Were you aware enough? Were you caring enough to understand that kids don't know anything about money, and why is that? Because they're not taught. Oh, but let them take soccer lessons, football, baseball, tennis. Ballet is wonderful for body discipline. That's all great. Swimming, diving, ice skating, roller skating. Preparing for the Olympics. That's all great. But why not take out the time to teach them about money? And you can do it in the comfort of your home, at the kitchen table. But you have designated times and days for your meetings and updates and to get results of what you've been doing. You have to have a business plan. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's show is, do you need a career change? And most people, you know, it's a habit. You're kind of stuck, aren't you? You just don't quit your job because you heard it on Live with Kathy. Sit down and have a good long talk with yourself. Can you think out of the box? Think outside the box during career change. It's for all ages. And all of you grasshoppers, too. You heard me comment on, if you spend your weekdays counting down the minutes until you get to the weekend, you're not alone. Only 13% of people feel a sense of passion or a deep connection to their work, while 63% are unhappy or disengaged, according to an October report by Gallup. It's possible, however, to use skills you've already got and apply them to a new career, but you're too afraid. You don't have any confidence in yourself, and we teach people how to treat us, and you listen to everyone else but you. I don't tell anyone what I'm doing. I just go ahead and do it. If it's successful, the whole world knows it. If it isn't, then I don't talk about it. I learn from it. You see, because most of the excitement is in the talking, but not in the doing. Here's a gal who began her photography business in 2001. She was very successful in photography website, weddings throughout the country, around the world, traveling from Illinois to Greece to California. And she continued to hone her sales skills and to promote herself and her business, adding videography component as well. But then she noticed that during the time marketing on the internet continued to grow and the social media aspect took off, I added a blog, got lost in Twitter sphere, joined a few amazing digital wedding and portrait forums, attended conferences, networked, and learned to promote myself and my business on Facebook. But when the economic turndown hit her business, 2008, she took her social media skills and applied them to a new field. She didn't sit and wallow in self-pity. She was fortunate enough that employers were looking for dedicated staff members to grow their brand across social media platforms, and I knew from previous experience how to sell myself, my skill set, and so on and so forth. So she was hired to be a social media marketing and public relations coordinator for a California furniture rental company before switching again to land a job as a marketing manager for a small financial advisory firm. You see, but most people, however, can't figure out how to apply their skills to other careers. Well, there is help. You have to, first of all, figure out what industries are aligned with your strengths. And the first step is to check out onetcodeconnector.org. It's a website that breaks down occupations into the tasks required to those jobs. It also explains pros and cons for each industry, as well as a day in the life of each job. But now, first you have to have an idea of a new career. Then set up informational interviews with people who are already in those careers. Learn about what does and doesn't sound exciting and engaging, and start networking. Talking to those in the industry, updating your LinkedIn accounts. Candidates are getting screened that way and are getting job interviews. Sometimes you can simply apply your skills to a new field and you'll have to go back to school to change careers. So what? What an opportunity. Amanda started her career by working in advertising for several national art publications, but decided to switch careers to become a clinical psychologist because she found herself drawn to her clients' self-stories. This all helps you to work. In addition to looking at your skills, she suggests that you complete the sentences to figure determine how to best maneuver a career change. I really want to finish it, and I just know there is a job that uses my skills, finish it. Think outside the box. Check out the website. And I love networking. Form your own mastermind group. Get acquainted. Attend meetings. Find out. Get involved. Some will, some won't. So what? Who's next? And if you don't ask, it's an automatic no. Until 6:30 tomorrow morning, Central Time. Kathy Watson, au revoir.